Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:10, Irish summertime. Today is October 8th, and this has been really a momentous day in here today. We had markets moving in an extremely volatile fashion, and the VIX index hit a new high. We also had rate cuts by a whole range of central banks in a simultaneous rate cutting of 50 basis points for the vast majority of them. I think the Chinese central bank cut by 0.27 of 1%. But we certainly had moves from the ECB, the Bank of England, the Bank of Canada, the Riksbank in Sweden, and the Fed, as well as a number of others. And this is the first time that we've had a concerted effort by central banks to foster growth, to instill confidence in the markets, to help try attempt to free up the liquidity situation. And while it did not succeed in forcing a short covering rally, it certainly is helping to indicate that central bankers are now willing to do whatever it takes to foster growth. The whole idea that inflation was a threat has really gone out the window, and deflationary pressures are certainly mounting in the economy, and we're starting to see people talking about a global recession for 2009. And what we need to be aware of is that sentiment is remarkably bearish at the moment, and there is potential for that to go even lower. You'll see those charts I posted of when the Investors Intelligence Advisor sentiment indicator was at its absolute lows over the last 30, nearly 40 odd years. And we are at an extreme level in that indicator now, which just tells us that sentiment is getting increasingly bearish. It has been more bearish than this in the past. It could potentially get there this time, but we know for a fact that markets are becoming overextended. We're seeing accelerations on the downside. We saw markets, for example, today in Japan, the market was down almost 10%. And that momentous move was actually accompanied by an earthquake that was felt in the dealing rooms of Tokyo, I'm reliably informed. So we're definitely getting momentous type moves here, and the vast majority, in fact all of Europe, was down in excess of 5% today. So the rate cut at the ECB was greeted with scorn by markets generally, because the ECB was the only market to raise rates earlier on this year because they talked about the inflationary threat, and they have now been shown to have been completely wrong in that assumption, whereas their 50 basis point cut is really only the equivalent of a 25 basis point cut before that rate hike, which was ill-advised back in July. So there are going to be further rate cuts in the ECB before they start to gain traction. We saw a big move today in the UK with the government putting £50 billion into the banking sector, injecting liquidity directly and potentially buying preferred shares with that money in some of the big banks. That's just the UK, and it certainly helps to put a floor under some of those banks in terms of their liquidity situation. However, the UK is only one country in Europe, and certainly we're going to have to see some other type of move in some of the other big economies in Europe, such as Germany and France, and potentially Italy and Spain, to really start to instill confidence once more. We saw today that the STOXX 600 banks index broke down from that 3-month range, so it's hitting new lows now. And while it has outperformed to an extent, it is now making new lows, and it really does need to rally quite sharply back into that range to offset scope for further downside. Certainly, the worries about the bank sector, while they still remain extant in the USA, they have come across the pond, and now the focus of bank risk is being put on the European banking sector, and we will need further moves on that front. Looking at the spreads that we're so keen on keeping an eye on at the moment, because they're likely to indicate when liquidity conditions start to ease, and that will certainly help to take the pressure off a lot of these markets. The OIS spread, that's overnight index swaps, moved to a new high in here today, so no relief there. The TED spread was up and down, hit a new high in here as well today. And US swap spreads, which is not something we've talked about because they haven't been hitting new highs, they broke down today. And swap spreads are generally looked at as the risk in the banking sector. And with those coming down, that is a straw in the wind that liquidity may be getting that little bit easier in here. But certainly the most important are the TED spread and the OIS spread, and they are worth watching every day. They're a bit difficult to update because LIBOR is fixed at 11:30 UK time, and then it's the OIS rate and the 3 month yield are the ones that are priced intraday. So we're not going to get a big move in LIBOR until tomorrow because if there is going to be a move in the LIBOR rate, it would probably happen tomorrow because the fixing today happened before those rate cuts were announced. So it would be interesting to see how that works out tomorrow. But we have had enormously volatile conditions in here with the Wall Street indices, what the Dow Jones and the S&P, they traded up in excess of 2% until about 8:30 UK time, and they're closing out the day down over 2% for the Dow and just over 1% for the S&P. So they absolutely swooned into the close. And that is an indication of just how nervous these markets are. We continue to have a focus on recessionary fears and that liquidity situation, and we're probably not going to get a bid under the market until that liquidity situation starts to improve markedly. Personally, I was wooed by that rate cut announcement today, and I saw markets starting to move. I bought probably too big a position given the amount of volatility that we have in the markets, and I was burned for doing that. I am going to wait a bit longer, I think, before dipping my toe in the water once again, and I want to, well, I think I will wait for a closing price that is some symbolic of an upward dynamic for these markets. Looking at some of the other things that have been happening in here today, well, we also had ECB President Trichet saying that he was willing to cut rates further or might have to cut rates further. And we've also seen Paulson coming out and saying that they will use any power necessary to get liquidity moving once more. So certainly we have a lot of government intervention in these markets, and it is only a matter of time before one of the measures that they're implementing is effective and we'll get these markets moving once more. But until then, we wait in anticipation of that upward dynamic, which will help to put a floor under these markets and will probably spark a quite sharp short covering rally. It's important also in here today because the ban on shorting financials in the US expires this evening, and it will be very interesting to see how those are traded tomorrow. Are we going to see the pattern whereby the banks were bidding up the price of credit default swaps in order to push down the price or to make the liquidity situation of banks look worse than it was, and then shorting the stocks to oblivion? It would be interesting to see if they attempt to do that once more once the ban on shorting has been taken off this evening. And of course there is still the potential that they might just put the ban on shorting back on if we see unruly activity in the bank shares. So that will certainly be something to watch for tomorrow. We also saw that treasuries were down in excess of 2 full points in here, down to 118, so cracking that 1 week uptrend and pulling back from the highs above 120. Gold was quite firm in here today. It was up as high as 921 earlier on in the session, but pulled back throughout the day as the anticipation that these rate hikes might gain traction over the coming weeks, and there might not be so much of a need for gold as a safe haven. Now, gold remains above this $900 level. It's at 905. That's quite positive, It's found a low above the 750 level, and it would need to take out that low around somewhere in the 800s to offset scope for this to move higher in probably ranging higher over the coming weeks and months. I said last night that it is unlikely that we're going to see gold make significant new highs beyond 1,000. And I stand by that because I don't think that there is. And when I say significant new highs, I mean that it's going to reassert its uptrend above 1,000 and push onwards and up to levels at 1,050, 1,100, 1,150, and beyond, which I certainly expect over the medium to longer term. I just don't see it happening in the very short term because gold at the moment is benefiting from its safe haven status. And once the need for a safe haven begins to ebb, then some of the demand for gold will also retreat. Oil was also quite volatile today, but it hit a new low of $86 and closed the day around $88.50. And oil remains in a medium-term correction. It's unlikely that we're going to see oil back over, back around that $150 level anytime soon. And it really needs to sustain a move above $100 to offset scope for this to continue to range lower over the coming weeks and months. Natural gas was also quite weak. It's broken below $7. It's at 674, so it's breaking down from that short-term range and getting considerably weaker. The agricultural commodities were a bit firmer in here today, but remain in medium-term downtrends. So there won't be any worries for central bankers in cutting rates from the commodity front for a while yet. Looking at the currency markets, well, they're in much the same way that you had hedge fund type people buying lots and lots of credit default swaps in order to push down the value of bank shares. There is the potential that we're seeing something similar with the yen, where there's a strong bid for buying the yen in order to squeeze those carry trades and help the short positions traders might have in some of those carry trade markets. So the yen is going to be very interesting to watch because when its uptrend is capped by a downward dynamic against the yen, then that will also be a good indication that some of this deleveraging, at least this phase of deleveraging, has come to an end. What we continue to see here is that we're getting very large downward dynamics almost every day for these markets. It's a clear acceleration on the downside, and just as we would become wary on the upside as markets were pushing in such an aggressive fashion on the upside, we also have to become wary of becoming too bearish as these markets make significant lows, particularly as they're doing so in a vertical fashion. That first upward dynamic will almost certainly put a near-term floor under these markets, and it is something to wait for. And with that, I think I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time, and we will pick it up again tomorrow.